Jennifer Roberts begins today with a busy official schedule to go along with her new official title. She was sworn in as mayor of Charlotte at a ceremony last night. Her first official act, swearing in the members of the new Charlotte City Council. And Roberts' relationship with them will determine the fate of a long list of initiatives laid out last night. WFA East Tom Bullock reports.
When Roberts first took charge last night, everyone was singing from the same page. But that was the handiwork of Manly Roberts, Charlotte's new first husband. The task ahead for Mayor Jennifer Roberts is likely much more difficult than conducting a choir.
At the core of the American dream is the ideal that everyone will be given the opportunity to work hard and achieve their goals in life, no matter where they come from or who they are.
She laid out her priorities in a speech after taking the oath of office.
To achieve our vision of opportunity, there are several areas that demand our attention: our youth, our neighborhoods, our workers.
On youth, she stressed the need for more mentoring partnerships with businesses, more programs to keep at-risk kids active and not involved in crime. Roberts, who campaigned heavily on improving education in Charlotte, even though the mayor plays no role in public education, said she would convene a summit on what happens after class is let out.
To focus our community on how we can ensure that all of our children have access to quality after-school programs.
On workers, Roberts pledged to bring equal pay for male and female city employees. She said she would help build small and minority-owned businesses and work with the city council to expand LGBT protections in Charlotte. And on neighborhoods, Roberts stressed the key to all neighborhoods is a feeling of safety. With Charlotte's violent crime rate on the rise, Roberts promised,
"I will make it a budget priority this year to assess the resource needs of public safety in a prudent manner and in a way that ensures the quality of life that we treasure."
Translation: more cops on city streets. And for East Charlotte, where Roberts grew up, she said this:
"We will see action on Eastland Mall this term."
The site of the former mall is owned by the city, which has been trying to redevelop it for years. And there was more throughout the 16-minute speech.
It's ambitious.
That's Councilman Greg Phipps. He's chair of the city's budget committee, which explains the laugh.
You know, it's going to be a lot of demands on the budget, so it's going to be interesting to see.
Because, he adds, no one wants another tax increase. And what about Eastland Mall? Former and now new council member James "Smudgy" Mitchell ran in part by saying he was sorry for the past development mistakes at the site. Now, he says,
"We need a real plan with real dollars that can make a real difference in Eastland Mall."
Which means he isn't jumping at the chance to vote for a plan just because it's brought forward by the mayor. Roberts has already ruffled feathers with talk of changing committee assignments and chairs. Councilman Greg Phipps acknowledges the mayor's honeymoon period with the council may have ended before it began.
So hopefully we won't get into a spate of inaction based on personalities, because we got a lot of work to do.
Jennifer Roberts did handily win the mayor's office, but that mandate doesn't necessarily carry over to the council, which holds the real power in city government. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.